Agenda item number six, Mr. Vincent Joseph. Dr. Joseph. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mr. Newsom, you're welcome back anytime.
Two shows on the weekend.
Dr. Vincent Joseph is requesting authorization to install a 20-foot by 23.67-foot floating dock with a 3-foot by 16-foot gangway on an existing private pier to facilitate the mooring of two jet skis at 607 Bercher Road in the City of Newport News. This project is protested by two neighbors. Project is up on Deep Creek, noted right here, which is a tributary to the James River. This is the Warwick River running up towards Fort Eustis, and this is the James River Bridge here for helping to locate the area. So this aerial is the best we have in terms of our GIS, and it doesn't show everything that's going on here. The only thing we have right now is the Edwards Pier. Here's and Mr. Garner's and Dr. Joseph's Pier not depicted here. So I got to do my first flight last week. This was on Monday, May 15th, and so I could get a better representation of the situation we have here. And as you can see, it's a little complicated. We've got three piers in pretty close proximity to each other, so you can understand there's going to be a little tension between the neighbors trying to make sure they have water access rights. Again, this is the Edwards Pier you see here. This is Mr. Garner's pier here. And I've drawn a line in here to denote the extended property line coming out into the water. This is because Mr. Garner's pier is actually a non-riparian pier. And as you heard a few minutes ago, non-riparian piers, when you're not the waterfront owner, require a permit. So several months ago, you permitted this pier here. And I don't know if you remember that or not.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been back a couple of times for possible modifications to that pier. Oh, yeah. So what I want to stress here is with the extended property line you see here, this pier extends from an easement, a 6-foot wide easement that extends along that adjacent that property line between Ms. Edwards and Dr. Joseph out into the water. This easement is based on Mrs. Edwards' property, so she's encumbered all the what goes with an easement. So this pier has to be built on her off of her property into her riparian area. So staff has made the assumption that this is the riparian area boundary here, and that this is Dr. Joseph's riparian boundary over here. Dr. Joseph has a pier here that's statutorily exempt, and we issued a permit for that pier and two mooring piles. Now is requesting authorization to install the floating dock to moor two jet skis, and I've kind of outlined the location of that there. This does require a permit because it's going to push the deck space up over 400 square feet, which is no longer qualifies for the exemption in state code. Staff has looked at this proposal, has determined that it will not impact navigation. There are no oyster planting grounds in the area, so we don't feel there's going to be any deleterious effects to the natural resources in the area. That's all I'll say on that side. This is a little faint, I apologize for that, but this is just basically a drawing showing the existing dimensions of the pier and the approximate location of the jet ski dock and the two mooring piles. This is a little closer look at the proposed dimensions of the floating dock, the gangway coming off the end, 23 feet 8 inches by 20 feet. The distance between the two piers is approximately 22 feet, and Dr. Joseph's mooring pile is approximately 8 feet off the Garner Pier. This is a cross section of the existing pier and the floating dock. The reason I put this in is to show you that the floating dock will not be resting on state bottom at any time during a normal low tide. The water depths at the end of this pier are approximately 2.5 feet at low tides, and this only draws about 6 inches, so we're not anticipating that structure resting on state bottom at any time during a normal tide. This is a picture of the actual jet skis and floating dock that Dr. Joseph is purchasing, and in your packet you have a copy of the purchase information showing that there is a need for this floating dock on the pier. This is a picture of Dr. Joseph's pier. Here, I'm taking this picture from Mr. Garner's pier, actually, and the floating dock is going to go in this approximate location here. This is just another angle. It'll be going out here in this approximate area location out here. As I said earlier, we've had two protestants for the project. The first is Mr. Garner, who owns the non-riparian pier on the upstream side. His protest has been stating along the lines of the proposed floating dock is excessive and will impact his water access rights, and he doesn't think it should be approved. The other protestant is Tommy Meehan, and he has expressed in his letter that he supports Mr. Garner and would like to see the location of the pier moved on the far side away from Mr. Tommy Garner's pier. In summary recommendation, I'll read this into the record. Staff is aware of the extensive history of water access issues between Mr. Garner and Dr. Joseph, and that there's been tension between the two parties. Mr. Garner originally applied for his non-riparian pier in 2012, and it was not permitted until 2016 due to the legal issues regarding the easement granted to him. The location of Mr. Garner's pier was constrained by the easement language. During that four-year time period, Dr. Joseph applied for and constructed his own riparian private pier, for which a VMRC subaqueous permit was not required, in close proximity to the proposed location of Mr. Garner's non-riparian pier. The addition of the floating dock by Dr. Joseph would require VMRC subaqueous permits, since this would raise the amount of deck space above 400 square feet, and the pier would no longer qualify under the exemption described in 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia. Mr. Garner's easement does not traverse Dr. Joseph's property, but rather the adjacent property owner by Ms. Edwards. The easement extends from the shared property line and along the riparian boundary between Dr. Joseph and Ms. Edwards into her riparian area. While VMRC does not have the legal authority to determine riparian boundaries, we believe that Dr. Joseph has made a reasonable attempt to locate the floating dock in the waters opposite his riparian parcel, and the request appears appropriate. Any legal challenges concerning impacts to riparian property rights should be addressed in the proper court of law. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the approval of the project as proposed. I'm glad to answer the questions you may have.
Questions from the commission. Mr. Neal.
Those two pylons, they belong to Dr. Joseph?
Yes, sir.
And the floating dock would be between?
It would go in front, in this area right here.
So it would not.
So here's the end of Dr. Joseph's pier here. Okay. This is Tommy Garner's pier here, and it'll be directly channel word at the end of the L-head deck.
You know, Mike, the photograph that you had where you drew your box in there might be the most.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
That might be the clearest identifier for the commission.
Thank you.
Mr. Tankard.
So the two poles that I see on the other side of the red line, they are?
On Dr. Joseph's side. They're Dr. Joseph's mooring.
They're his mooring poles. Wow.
Yep. This pier, when we reviewed it, we determined it to be exempt at the time it originally installed.
Sure.
So we drew the line again, saying any riparian conflicts need to be resolved in the court of law. We can't determine riparian area.
And that other pier was put in after a court case that evaluated and decided the riparian area. So yeah, that was.
We actually went to the state Supreme Court for that one.
Wow.
Mr. Neal.
So the floating dock is not going to be any closer
No, sir. To
his pier than those pylons.
No, sir.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mike. Is Dr. Joseph present or represented? Please come forward, sir. I need to swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name for the record.
It's Vincent Joseph. And thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, for listening to my request. For fundamentally what I'm doing is asking and requesting this board to extend my floating dock. My pier was permitted for a gangway and a 210-square-foot floating platform. Since then, we have started enjoying the pleasure of jet skis, and our pleasures have changed, and my wife and I are turning 60. It's a little hard to get on to jet skis unless we have a platform, and that's why we've decided, after talking to some people, about looking at a jet ski dock, so it's easier to get the jet skis on and off so we can get on them and enjoy the water. So fundamentally, we're just asking for another 200 square feet in the front of our pier in our riparian area. We don't have any aerial pictures of it, but there are jet boat docks in our area, which are much larger that have been permitted. We're asking for a smaller type so we can enjoy our jet skis. The adjacent property owner is Mrs. Allen. She is here, too. She does not oppose the project. She's the adjacent property owner. Mr. Garner has a non-riparian pier, and we have had, as already been spoken, some difficulties with him. This is built right on our line in the Edwards property. Yeah, he has installed things on our land that we've had to have removed. He is mad at me because if you look at one of the other pictures, you'll see he has a 420-square-foot floating, non-permitted floating platform. There it is, right in front of us. We see a non-permitted 420-square-foot platform in my riparian area. VMRC had this removed a year ago. We had to get the delegate to intervene to have this removed. And on February 11th this year, he has reinstalled it. But he has labeled it a working platform. It is still there. It's been over 100 days.
Dr. Joseph, I'm sorry to interrupt, but can we keep this to this particular application?
Right. Well, that's and I have intervened to have that removed from my riparian area. Fundamentally, I'm just asking for just a little bit more square feet so we can enjoy our jet skis, and it's not interfering with anybody's water rights.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions you have?
Questions from the commission. Thank you, Dr. Joseph.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in favor of this application? Please come forward, ma'am. Good morning. Let me swear you in here. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God? Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Ellen Edwards.
Thank you.
I just came to reiterate up here that what Dr. Joseph said. I do not have a problem with his platform extending from his pier. It's not going to be on Mr. Garner's side. It's not going to be on Mr. Meehan's side. And I just wanted to reiterate what he said.
Great. Thank you, ma'am. Anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Anybody against this project? Mr. Gardner? Seeing none, is there anybody who wishes to testify or say anything about this application at all? The public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Tankard to approve the staff recommendation. Second by Mr. Zedron. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Project is approved unanimously.